take real estate as a shot or as a fully stocked cooler? This is the 5 o'clock somewhere real estate investor podcast. We're bringing common sense back to real estate investment. So crack open your beverage of choice, sit back and relax, and allow us to learn you a thing or two.
Today, we're going to be talking about something that I find completely unbelievable, I guess, that Graceland is in foreclosure. The King of Rock, Elvis Presley's Graceland here in Memphis, is now in foreclosure. I heard a little tidbit about it. I'll be honest, I haven't looked too deeply into it, but our producer Richard has, so we're going to be talking about that today, so stay tuned.
We are sponsored by Title Assurance and Escrow, a title company here in Cordova that does all of our closings, title work, escrows, and we only use Title Assurance and Escrow. That relationship is very important because we can get things done for our investors quickly and easily. So to speak with Title Assurance and Escrow, call 901-737-3332. Ask for Chris or April.
Welcome to It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Podcast. As promised, we're going to talk about Graceland being in foreclosure. Richard, our British prick producer, claims he knows more than all of us, so we're going to let him bring us into this discussion with all of the research that his big brain has done.
I don't know more than you guys, but yeah, I mean, this story was particularly interesting because this is a real estate issue. It's a legal issue.
It's a historical issue.
It's a massively historical.
You're talking about Graceland.
That's right. Massive tourist attraction, obviously, original home of Elvis
and
Presley.
And for $3.8 million, you would think that they would just write a check and say, here.
And this is a great place in Memphis to invest as well. This is what we've been talking about previously, about the Whitehaven area.
Right.
That's where it is. So I asked Jeff to do rental comps on Graceland for me.
And, Jeff, did you do rental comps?
If I could get Amisha to get me a $5 million rent voucher, we could probably we could probably put someone in there.
$5 million, that's it?
Well, I'm using your 1% rule. I value the house at about $500 million.
This story stems from an organization that is alleged to be in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Although when you search the Secretary of State's website, corporation search, this LLC under this name cannot be found.
Ah.
So it appears to be in the court documents that I believe it's Riley Keough, Elvis Presley's granddaughter, has filed. It suggests that there is a lien against the property because of a loan that her mother took out, Lisa
but
Marie.
Knowing how title works, when all of this went on with Lisa Marie and, you know, they did the big expansion, I think they sold part of it off to a corporation. When all that took place, that lien would have appeared somewhere. So when did they claim this she took this loan out? I mean, she died, what, two years ago?
I think it was January 23.
Okay, so they're claiming sometime between that transaction and Lisa Marie's death that she took out a $3.8 million loan and used Graceland as collateral.
That's exactly the claim, yeah.
I just find that be a little bit too, I mean, that's a tiny amount of money for somebody that I think.
For the value of the house, I mean, what is that? It's like a, I mean.
I'm not a math whiz.
It's a secondary lien.
But it wasn't a mortgage, from my understanding. It was a loan to her, and that they're claiming she signed a deed of trust putting Graceland up as collateral for the loan.
Yeah.
So, in 2018, allegedly, that's when she did that.
Okay.
And the company, this is what I read this morning about this. The company is actually in Missouri, according to what I read. And the guy that originally founded the company, Brett Nasani, whatever his last name is.
Damn, I'm rich.
No, I'm rich.
divested himself from the company in 2015, so according to him, he doesn't know anything about anything. So
what we know so far is Lisa Marie, from the time divestiture happened with that corporation where they sold something off and her death, the claim is, and there's supposed to be a deed of trust, I understand, that she signed where she collateralized Graceland for $3.8 million loan. All right, so then where does that stand?
Well, at this point, what they've managed to do is they filed a motion to halt this action for now. I can't verify it, but I saw on local news that there was supposed to be an auction sale on Thursday morning of this week. So that's put a halt on that. Because obviously, as we've spoken about before, that could end up with an illegitimate sale of a property.
The difficult part, and God knows I've done a ton of foreclosures, the difficult part for the lien holder is what they would end up doing is setting a minimum bid. It'll go on the block. Someone will auction or put a bid on it. The winning bid will get possession of the property. And from that sale, this lien would be paid off $3.8 million, clear the title. It sounds pretty simple, but it's not. Because if that foreclosure were to go through and this ends up being illegitimate or a fraudulent document comes up 10 years from now, you're never going to have a clear title for Graceland. You're always going to have a cloud there because there's pending litigation against it. So it does the courts and it does the lien holder and it does the attorneys not no good to go forth with a foreclosure. Because if you can't clear the title and there's always a chance someone can file a claim back against an unlawful foreclosure, then everybody's at risk. So there's no reason to even pursue it. So I think this is going to be postponed. I would say it's not going to be going to auction anytime in the next 12 months. I bet this is going to get drug out in civil court.
I agree.
Has anybody produced the deed of trust they claim that exists? I mean, it should be in Shelby County court records, right? We need to look that up.
Well, according to Elvis's granddaughter, Riley, there is no document in the Shelby County court system. And she claims, allegedly, the company has a document. And Riley claims that they used a fake signature. And she says she can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
It's an extraordinary claim to make legally, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can't produce that document.
And to my way of thinking, there's never going to be a foreclosure. And what's going to come out in the end is that this company is totally bogus.
Brett has just stepped out the studio and he's walked across the office and he's going to speak with Chris Van Eaton of Title Assurance and Escrow, and he's going to see if Chris can look up this document and give us more details on what's going on with that. In the next few weeks, we're going to have April and Chris on a show to talk about liens against properties and how that can really cause you an issue in your real estate transactions.
So Chris is going to look it up and he's going to see if he can find a deed of trust filed in Shelby County against Graceland for $3.8 million. I'm just curious if it's there. He's like, well, what's the address? I'm like, Graceland. He goes, but what's the street? I was like, I don't know. Does he even have a street address? I'm sure it does.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it's on Highway 51.
Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the house number?
I think it's 3764. 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Damn.
I believe.
Okay.
You're a bit of a diehard fan there, Jeff.
Apparently.
I looked it up earlier. I was running my rent comps earlier. I remembered it.
So, you know, while we're talking about this, what situations have you found yourselves in with your own investors where there have been issues like this that have come up? Maybe family trusts and arguments and that kind of thing?
Well, I just did one. I did a land sale out in Galloway, a commercial land sale. And there were seven heirs to the property. One of them did not get along with the remainder of the family. Refused to communicate with anybody. The father who passed away was distanced from all of his kids and his family. So it was a very tumultuous situation. I tell you, a simple issue that popped up was that this one daughter refused to even sign the documents. So the whole thing just almost blew apart. We almost weren't able to sell it because she just refused to sign it. At that point, we would have to take a court action and go in front of a judge and get him to enforce an order removing her, right? She still has to get paid, but removing her from having to sign the deed of trust to make the transaction happen. So I've dealt with a lot of stuff like that. Same thing with the tax sales. We deal with that issue there. Same thing with a foreclosure. Anytime there's a court action on a property, and if it's not done properly, there's a cloud on the title. What a cloud on the title basically means is that someone has a claim or could have a claim to that property in the future. Therefore, whatever just took place could be overturned in court tomorrow, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or someone's going to have to write a big fat check to an heir that didn't know existed. So That's why I think this is going to be tied up in court for a long time, because they can't proceed unless they're absolutely sure that this is a non-fraudulent deed of trust that was signed by Lisa Marie. There's going to be handwriting experts. Someone's going to look at that deed of trust. It's got to be her original signature, identifiable. And if they can't, I think this company in Ohio is going to be just SOL. Basically, I think that's the end of the day, that's what's going to happen.
So what are some tips that we can give our investors on an ongoing basis, and just property owners? How can they protect themselves on an ongoing basis?
I always thought that foreclosure happened to other people, you know, not my investors. But now that, I mean, hell, if you can foreclose on Elvis Presley, you can foreclose on anybody, right? I mean, you can foreclose on anybody. Well, here's what I tell every investor. Even my, not my investors, you people listening right now that, you know, you're getting into buying real estate. There are so many alligator pits in buying real estate, which is why there are title attorneys and title companies that do title searches, provide title insurance, and double check and get your back on this all the way through. When an investor tells me, do I really need title insurance? I'm like, absolutely. You're buying a house built in 1950. It's had 15 owners since then. You have no clue. 1962, this guy dies, and before he died, he's down in Florida, had sex with some girl and had a legitimate daughter that all of a sudden wakes up one day and realizes it and comes in and goes, oh, wait a minute. I never got paid on the sale of this house. I'm part of his heirship. Well, that thing now is going into court, and whoever currently owns that property, a bag of garbage just opened up and fell on your head. It's just going to be a nightmare. It's going to cost you a ton of money. That happens a lot more than people know. Same thing with the tax sales. If the person that owns the property wasn't properly noticed, there's always a cloud on that title where an heir or someone who can lay claim to the property shows up and decides to lay claim to the property, creating a legal nightmare for whoever now owns that property. So if you go to a title company, Title Assurance and Escrow, 901-737-3332 is my only recommendation. I've been working with them for years. They pull the title. They look at the entire history of that house, every deed of trust, every loan, every lien, every payoff, and they go through it and they clear it. And when they clear it, then they write an insurance policy against that title. From the day you close, you now have insurance. So if someone pops up 2 years from now and say, well, I'm laying claim to your house because my grandmother's father's sister's brother had sex with your sister on a cruise ship and I'm his illegitimate son, right? Whatever happens, there's insurance that takes care of that. There's insurance that will then take care of the legal fees and untangling that for you. That's my recommendation. Get a good title company.
Yep. Well, I think one of the things that we noticed in Shelby County in the last few years, we've seen several stories of people basically stealing property because it was too easy to do a quick claim deed.
Yeah.
So number one step would be educate yourself about the ways in which fraud can happen relative to your real estate investments.
Yeah. Do you know, I could today take my home. Would never do this because I wouldn't do that to my neighbors having Richard next door to them. Poor guys. I could write up a quick claim deed and sign it in your name and go file it. And now you now own my house. You now are responsible for the property taxes. You're responsible for cutting the grass. You're responsible for everything in that house. And you didn't even know what happened. That is one way some of these folks commit fraud. They will do a quick switch with a quick claim deed without the person's receiving person's knowledge. And then there's all kind of various ways they then can begin to create bank accounts under your name because now you have a home. They will borrow against that, but it doesn't tie back to them. It ties back to you. And then you wake up one day and realize you're $1 million in debt and you got all these loans and you own this property you didn't know about. And you're virtually bankrupt because at that point, it's damn near impossible to track down the person that did it. And it's damn near impossible to untangle.
And just in reference to you putting me next door to someone, that's because they won't.
I would never do that to my neighbors. I like them way too much.
Yeah, and it's because they'd have to listen to your voice over and over again as I edit out the ums and ahs. And
how big of a problem is title theft? Somebody steals my title.
It is a little more difficult than it used to be. Used to, you just go down with a piece of paper, written in crayon, stamped and notarized, and file it. And once it becomes part of the record, municipalities, especially counties, have to take your filing, right? They cannot refuse it. So whatever, whether it's even if the guy looks at it and knows it's fraudulent, the clerk has no choice but to take that document and file it. They need to change that rule, number one. If they could change that rule And with digital technology today, it's gotten a lot harder for people to fraudulently steal someone's title. But it does still happen, right? Because the simple tool they use is a quick claim deed, period. Quick claim deed filed in the courthouse, filed in the county. You take that to a bank. You get someone's fraudulent Social Security number and you go take out a mortgage. They wire the money to your bank account and you disappear, right? And that's how it happens. It's that simple.
I check mine every year. I mean, when I'm reevaluating mm-hmm. insurance, which I do once a year, I just look at the property deeds. And
yeah. And I'm not a big fan of Title Lock or Life Lock, but, you know, the people that I know that have had to use them are, thank God, every day they had it. If you got a home that you bought 20 years ago, you paid $150,000, $200,000 for it, it's now worth $500,000, and you got $200,000 equity in your house, well, guess what? You're a prime target for a title thief to try to get hold of the equity of that home through a fraudulent deed of trust or so whatever. So that's why this situation here I find suspect. Not because there's a deed of trust, but it's so easy to produce one of those. I mean, people do it all day long. It's so easy to get it filed because the county clerk has to take that filing whether they think it's valid or not. If you pay the fee, they've got to put it in a record. My biggest thing about this whole thing is that it's only $3.8 million, right? You got a $500 million property that's producing billions of dollars a year in revenue, and you just for $3.8 million. That's why I find a problem. Now, if it was, you know, $380 million, yeah, even, you know, $38 million, but $3.8 million to Graceland and the revenue source, I mean, that's a day of electricity and food costs and toilet paper. So Chris Van Eaton over Title Assurance and Escrow went on the county into the county records and looked up, and the $3.8 million deed of trust that they claim exists doesn't exist in the record. Now, it doesn't mean that the deed of trust doesn't exist at all, but quite frankly, if that deed of trust wasn't filed, I don't know if they have a claim. I can't believe the foreclosure action got this far along if there's not a deed of trust sitting in the record. If it wasn't filed and it wasn't public knowledge, then there's something very fishy about this. It almost appears if someone in Shelby County is a part of this plot to push this through somehow. I mean, when you buy a property, you find out every person that's ever owned it, everything about that property from the date the concrete was poured all the way up to the date you bought it. And the fact that he said the only thing that has shown up is a mechanics lien for $3,000 that was released a couple of years ago. Somebody put a lien against it for money they owed. But that's interesting. This $3.8 million deed of trust is not in the county record as far as we can tell. Listen, if someone can try to steal Graceland, probably the most famous house in the world, over maybe the White House or the Kremlin, billions and billions and billions of people from around the world have physically been to Graceland. It was the home of Elvis Presley. If someone can fraudulently stick a $3.8 million claim against Graceland, they can do it anywhere, anytime, anybody. So yeah, take Richard's advice. I mean, it's simple. Go on your county website, look up your address, and it'll pull up everything that is every document, every deed of trust, every loan, every payoff that has ever been done on your house. Go to the bottom, the latest date, and the last date should show you and your wife or your partner on that deed of trust. If there's something following that, you need to look into it because that means someone could be trying to steal your title. That'd be my best advice. That's how I'd round it up. And get you a good title attorney. So you need to pick up the phone and call us at 901-692-7401 or go to our website, mymemphisinvestmentproperties.com. Reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to help you either get into investing in real estate or expand your current investing with us here in Memphis. We know the markets. We know the type of tenants. We know everything about the city and the investment strategies that work. Give us a call. We'd love to work with you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
For more common sense real estate tips, listen and subscribe at 5oclocksomewherepodcast.com. The 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Investor Podcast is a Sound Ideas Group production.